I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about, every once in a while, we talk about bug-related incidents.
BRIs.
But we're going to get really specific with the BRIs today.
Yeah.
We need a BRI.
Bees.
Bee, thinking bee. All of a sudden, there's like thousands of stories in the news. Yeah. Is this like a weird time for bees?
It must be. I think it must be.
Have you ever seen the bee movie?
There's a bee movie? Like a B level movie, or
no, it's called a B movie.
Oh, is it animated or B? No,
you're missing out.
Pixar or one of those people?
It's not. I think it's DreamWorks.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
what am I missing?
It's Matthew Broderick as the sidekick bee and Jerry Seinfeld as the main bee.
Oh, okay, that sounds cute.
It's an awesome movie, and it makes you appreciate bees more.
Oh, that's good.
Because they sue the humans for stealing all their honey.
Heck yeah, they should.
Yep. Renee Zellweger is the love interest.
Look at you.
It's one of my favorite. I'm serious. It's a great movie.
It's Seinfeld and Zellweger hooking up in the movie? Or?
Yes, and she's a human and he's a bee.
Oh.
It goes against the bee law. Yes, I know. It's weird that.
I'll believe you. Okay.
You'll believe me.
See what you did.
You know who the Messiah was for the bee? I just blew it.
The bee? Bee was the Messiah?
The Messiah for the bees.
Is who?
Bejesus.
Oh, I get it, because the bee and the Jesus.
Bottom line is, bees, now that we've given you the thinking bees, we want to hear your story of something weird that happened between you and a bee.
Yeah. I want to get stung, but I haven't.
You really haven't yet?
I've never been stung, because I don't show fear.
By anything?
Never. I want to get stung by wasps, by bees,
no,
by
everything. I don't know what I got stung by. I don't think it was a bee. I guess, you know what we're going to have to do? Now that we said this, we have to open it up to all families of yellow-striped things.
Okay, that sting that gets you.
Yeah, and it didn't have to sting you necessarily, I guess, but we just want to hear your stories of, like, you interacting with... Because, okay, let's tell you why. A Texas man got stung more than 600 times by not just bees, those killer bees.
Well, he showed fear. They could smell that. Just stand there. And they're killer bees. Oh, my God. So they kill themselves, killing you, because when their stinger goes in you, they die.
So they're I don't want to ruin the bee movie for you, but Matthew Broderick stings somebody and he lives.
What? That's such a farce.
But they put like the little deli sandwich thing that holds your olive on top.
Yeah.
The little sword. They put that back there for a stinger instead.
What the heck?
Such a good movie. Mm. But I have heard they do die. Here's the thing about the fear thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've watched Jerry Maguire like 100 times because rom-coms are your life.
Yeah, don't show fear.
But and dogs and bees can smell fear.
They can smell fear.
But I don't think bees. I wasn't scared when I got stung.
No, you probably were, because they smelled you.
I got in my car and I didn't even know it was there.
Oh.
And then I was like, "Ow, what was that?"
That was all it was?
Yeah, it was weird, because it's like a moment of pain and then it's like hot. Like,
spreads
out. Yes, the hotness like goes
for how
across
long?
Your back. 6-7 weeks.
Get out
no,
of town.
No, it was like just a couple minutes, and I was like, I wonder what that was. And I kind of scratched him, like, I don't know what it was. And then when I got out of the car, it was laying in the seat, the dead.
Dead. And the stinger, you got the stinger out.
I don't know. Should I have?
You're supposed to.
If I take my shirt off, will you look?
No, but it causes paralysis. You can get paralyzed.
I want you to say the words you wanted to say.
Paralysis.
There it is. Oh, my God. You were able to circle back and get it. Right.
Took a couple of brain cells.
I know. You're like spelling it in your head.
It is.
It causes paralysisis.
Right, take a second.
That's what it does, is the paralysisis is what it causes. The guy was able to get away. He 600 times. Killer bees, by the way.
Unbelievable. He lived?
He was stung. He did live. His wife had to call 911. Paramedics got there. They couldn't get to him because their yard was swarming with bees.
Yeah, just throw some butter on those and you're done. If you get stung, butter.
These were the Africanized honeybees. They're killer bees.
Oh, then margarine.
Oh, please do not listen to Zagger and Steve for any advice on medical things. There we are.
Swarm.
Swarm of bees. The man had to walk outside to get an ambulance, and he got stung more.
Oh, that's what?
That's mean.
They make them walk across the park.
No, you're going to have to come to us, bro. Walk through the bees.
Wow.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Yeah. He's had to spend 3 days in intensive care.
Okay, suddenly that's not funny.
It's not funny, right? Yeah. Okay, so another bee story, and we're looking for your bee stories. But
nice try.
God, there's so many bee puns in bee movie, and I can't remember any of them.
Uh-huh.
But Gandhi. That was, yeah, sorry. That one's not even that funny. Mm. It's funny in the moment when it happens. Never mind. Bees swarmed a Walmart sign in Texas.
Oh, no.
A swarm of bees obscured the letter Y in grocery.
So everyone's just stumbling around.
Well, it's just a grocer.
What do we do now?
It's a grocery store. I don't know. Is this regular Walmart? Where's the Y?
I'm confused.
I can't figure this out. Another pregnant woman created a buzz. There's one.
Yeah.
There's the buzz.
Yeah.
She posed for extreme maternity photos. Okay. They covered her in 16,000 bees.
She voluntarily put her child at risk by getting stung by 16,000 bees.
She stung because apparently she didn't show fear. God, I can't believe I walked into it.
Nice. She did it right.
She had 16,000 bees and an 8-foot snake coiled around her.
Who counts the bees? How do they know?
I think the bees do. They each wear a number.
Or they just say, well, I'm five.
I'm number 16,000, so I'm here. I don't know if 1599 is there, but
I'm present.
I'm here. I'm 16,000. We were all here. We just rolled all inside.
And she lived. Everything was okay. And
no, she died.
Okay.
Oh, of course she
did.
Like,
save the child.
It's Slacker and Steve doing this. Like, yeah, we want your funny interactions with me. Anyway, this pregnant lady died. She got stung 16,000 times.
Maybe she shouldn't do extreme things.
Yes. When you're pregnant, don't.
Yeah. You know.
So you've had no interactions with bees whatsoever?
They come around me. They don't, they fear me, I think.
That's what it is.
Yeah. They don't smell my fear and they take off.
So some,
they know.
Some bees were building a thing inside my house.
Oh, like called a hive?
I guess. Well, so I don't know if there are bees or there's something else.
It's wasps.
So if there's something else, then it's not a hive. You know the little nest
honeycomb thing?
Yeah, that honeycomb looking nest.
That's
thing.
That's a wasp.
Well, but see, here's what the thing was. There was a little crack in my wood on like one of my what do you call those overhangs, like soffit?
Soffit, yeah.
Yeah, on that there was a crack, and they were like going up in there.
Ooh, you don't want that.
You don't want that.
No. So
and there was like hundreds of them going up in there.
Whoa, what'd you do?
Well, first I tried like, and it was way up high. So I tried climbing a ladder like 12 feet up in the air and then shooting that wasp spray up in there.
Yeah.
You know what it does?
Mm.
Doesn't make it that far and just comes back down on you. And then you have to go into the shower and take like a Karen Silkwood, take a layer of skin up. Like, oh my God, get it up! Because it's just burning your soul.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Eventually what I did is had somebody else come out with a taller ladder.
Oh.
And they were able to spray some stuff in there.
A better spray.
They told me it wasn't bees, because if it had been bees, I wouldn't be allowed to kill them.
They're protected?
They are. No bees means no plants. Watch the bee movie. I don't want to spoil it, but...
Wait, that's a state law or a city law?
Well, I think so. I think they're
Commerce
protected.
Commerce City law?
No, it's just Commerce City. It's our national bird. Nope. It's the fly.
Yes.
It's something like that.
It's the mosquito.
It's the mosquito. It's the Commerce City bird. So what they did is then they just sealed it. They used some of that like... that stuff that like... You pour it...
The foam
like,
and yes, it expands out?
Yeah, it got all big.
But now your soffit's all hideous looking. Do you have to paint over it?
It does. I do have like a... It looks like somebody shot a s'more up there. So I'm going to have to fix that.
Yeah, that sucks.
So we want your s'more stories.
What part of your house
Which
looks
part
like
of your
a
house
s'more?
Looks like a dessert treat? Well, I got a bird bath that has like a zinger thing in it.
We'll take that. In fact, your number, you win. Got a zinger in my bird bath.
There are days, my friend,
well,
when I swear, I don't even care if anybody's listening. I think you're hilarious. Okay.
Oh, yeah, bees.
You
and
got
stuff.
A bee
yeah.
story. Okay. We'd love to hear it. Katie.
Yay.
Yay. Bees.
So two quick things and then my story. First one, you could call these store bees.
Store bees?
Yes, instead of stories.
Storbies. Oh, dang it. Okay, that was a good one. What else?
Also, bees are protected by the EPA under the Pollinator Protectors Act.
Look at you go.
But don't mosquitoes pollinate?
Yes.
So us killing mosquitoes with all the DEET they roll up the alleys of Longmont, Colorado is probably not legal anymore.
Well, We're not going to talk about
Mal, that. Because well, they have that West Nile crap.
Yeah, they're not as pretty as bees.
Hey, by the way, tune into our next show when we just do skeeters.
my God,
why have we never just done skeeters?
Skeeter
stories! Yeah, one time I was out on a lake. All right, sorry, what was your bee story?
I had a dog that used to like snap after bugs and like chase them around the yard, and one time chased a bee and caught the bee, and it stung the inside of his mouth.
I've seen that. It's awful.
Oh, no.
It was super sad because our dog was a puppy at the time, but her jowl got
that
super
big?
Swollen.
Yep.
And it was like she had a water balloon on her cheek.
Yep, it so looks like, it doesn't look like your dog anymore. It looks like,
no,
it's horrible.
Are they in pain the whole time?
So it would like slosh when she moved, and it was kind of funny and adorable at the same time because she still had that like oversized puppy thing going on where she was super uncoordinated.
Did you put her down or what happened?
No, God, Steve!
Oh, what? I didn't know.
Oh, yes. No, it goes away. It's just like, it's like an allergic reaction. And it's just.
We gave her a Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A Benadryl will actually do it.
Wow. That's
but you have to call your vet to get the amount, right? Or did you just wing it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We called the vet and they just said, just give her one of the little tablets.
Damn,
good for
that's
you.
Wicked.
That was a good Storby. Ah,
look what
I did there. It's a Storby. Ben.
Yeah.
Tell us your B Storby. We're good.
So one time in college, I was having a one-night stand, but it was more of in the daytime with a girl, and a bee was flying around in the room when we were doing things, and I jumped up to kill it, and I thought I killed it, and we get back into business, and sure enough, it stings my arm, and I am highly allergic, so I start swelling up like a balloon in front of this girl that I just met, and she had to take me to the hospital.
No.
But, were you swelling everywhere?
Hey, did you manage to?
It was still swollen going to the hospital, let's just say that, yeah.
That'd be remembered, man.
He was like, that's the dude.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, get him!
Yeah, the worst part was I never got to see her again, and the friends that she told was that there was an incident. So now I was known as the guy that had an incident during sex.
You're that guy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Any explanation, so when I tried to tell them I was stung by a bee, they were like, oh yeah, right, sure.
Sounds familiar.
We've all used that one.
Mitch?
Yay.
Bees.
Bees, man. So I'm a beekeeper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You don't have any bee freers, do you?
Oh.
That's also from the bee movie. Beekeeper. Never mind. So what do you got? What kind of bee story do you got?
So the first time I started keeping bees, I had them for like a month. I had to move them from one property to another. I had two hives. And I drove a Jeep, and I put them in the back of the Jeep. I had, like, the hives all closed up. But when I closed the hatch of the Jeep, it caught both those hives and opened them.
No.
Yeah. So driving home, I all of a sudden have, like, a couple bees, like, flying around up front with me. I get stung a few times and realize what's going on.
Oh, my God.
I throw the suit back on, man, like, the whole fencing hood and everything. And
while you're driving?
No, I pulled over at that point.
Okay.
I get out. I run around to the back of the Jeep. I see that they're, like, open now. And now there are, like, hundreds of bees pouring out of this thing. Out of both of them. And so I reach in. I push the things back together to close it up. I got my suit on, right? Close the hatch. I'm like, I still got to get them home. Jump back in the driver's seat. Hit E470. Probably did 90 the whole way. All the windows down. Trying to keep them in the back. By the time it was done, I was probably stung a good, like, 15, 20
times. Oh, God! That would be my last day as a beekeeper.
Yeah, like,
I was like, I tried it. I don't like it. Didn't stick.
Yeah. Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.